Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is reported today to have bluntly warned Ireland's hospitality sector it could face a return of pre-pandemic VAT rates if there's any evidence of price gouging in the sector. Restaurants and hotels saw VAT rates cut from 13.5% to 9% during the pandemic, with the 9% rate now continuing until early next year. But domestic and international tourists have complained in recent weeks of spiralling prices. Tim Fenn is Chief Executive of the Irish Hotels Federation. He joins me now. Very good afternoon to you, Mr. Fenn, and welcome to the programme. I mean, people will have seen some of the eye-watering quotations that people looking for just a short weekend break away in this country, figures quoted as well by people visiting the country for car hire, for hotels, for other hospitality, and wondering how can the operators charge these kind of amounts of money?
Good afternoon, Brian, and thank you for having me on the show. Our industry was asked to close for a large part of 2 years during the pandemic. This had a catastrophic impact on our sector. The government supports were vital to help businesses survive, and now we are focused on restoring the livelihoods of the almost 270,000 people that worked in the broader tourism industry before COVID. But this has its challenges and cannot be done at the flick of a switch. We are seeing a much faster recovery in tourism than anyone had predicted. This is welcome news, but it is placing an additional capacity pressure on the accommodation sector, which is already under strain due to pent-up demand from the pandemic and delays in new hotel supply coming online as a result of COVID restrictions.
So then the demand far exceeds the supply, and basically are these prices what the market will bear?
What we are talking about here in relation to prices quoted in the media are the last available rates, and they represent a very small proportion of the total room stock in Dublin. Out of the 22,000 rooms on a given night, these are just the last few rooms. So there's much better rates available for people who book in advance. So what we're suggesting is that people, you know, who are looking for value, book early and shop around, and most importantly, contact the hotels directly.
And why are the prices so high for those who, maybe for reasons, you know, good reasons, are trying to find a room at relatively short notice? But I mean, that can be maybe a matter of weeks.
Unfortunately, what we have at the moment is a supply-demand challenge. And no more than many other parts of the economy, our industry is short of supply. And these are just the last few available rooms. So it's very important that people, you know, book early. And if
so the last few
early,
the last few available rooms, as you describe it, are being charged at a price that the market will bear, goes to the highest bidder.
These are rates that are available on the market at any point in time. And what we ask is that people shop around and maybe broaden their search as well. So if you're looking in, you know, the centre of Dublin, the centre of Dublin is quite small compared to other international cities. You know, there is room and there's plenty of availability maybe on the periphery of Dublin, and maybe it's better that people might look to there if they're price sensitive.
We had the chair of the Kerry County GAA board on the programme last week telling us that for their hurlers coming to Croke Park, they couldn't find a room between, I think, a Thai and Dublin for the team. For anything less than 12 or 15,000 euro a night, they were quoted.
Which again speaks to the supply challenge. And year after year after year, our industry has been looking after many all types of football, hurling, soccer teams, etc., and rugby teams. And at the moment, there's a big, big challenge in relation to supply, and that's the core of the issue.
But very often, those, I mean, to take one example, they're not in a position to know whether they're going to be coming to Croke Park until they've won their way through the competition. So they although again, we were hearing from Kerry that in relation to the footballers, they have booked far, well ahead, even though they don't yet know if they've qualified.
So sometimes what sports organisations who are organising these particular events will book room blocks well in advance, and then they will share them out with whatever teams that qualify to go to those events. So there's ways of dealing with this.
Yeah, but just to come back to the point about those, the last, whatever it is, dozens of rooms, whatever it might be at any given time, That is really a price that is a reflection of the market, the demand far exceeding the supply.
The challenge yeah. here is for us is the fact that we don't have enough rooms to match.
But in those situations, the operator will charge what they can get, the highest price.
Again, then it's a matter for the market to decide. You know, we can't
Is that a yes? I'm not asking you to comment on any individual quotation, but that's what's going on.
Our industry has a dynamic pricing structure, which means that when you have a perishable good, in other words, if you can't sell yesterday's room today, that means then that they're working dynamically all the time, trying to figure out how to come up with the price to maximise their profit as such.
Right.
Well, and a challenge at the present time is that we don't have enough supply.
But if you're charging, if you're selling the room at the highest price to the highest bidder, that's the market dictating the price. You know, that sounds quite a bit like gouging, if I might say so.
Well, I mean, I can't comment on that. What I'm saying is that there is an issue presently in relation to supply. So our industry is providing great value across the vast, vast, vast majority of rooms.
As long as you don't need a room with a week's notice.
It depends on when you're looking for your room. The same as any other country or any other city in the world. When there's big events on, if there's a shortage of supply, the price dynamic changes.
Tim Fenn, Chief Executive of the Hotels Federation, thanks for talking to us.